Artwork from across the country and in just about every medium possible can now be seen in Monmouth. The work is displayed at the Buchanan Center for the Arts as part of the annual 64 Arts National Juried Exhibition. This year's juror is Frank Saliani. He's a ceramic artist from Brooklyn, New York. Saliani says it was challenging to judge the show given the wide range of media submitted.
I try to think of myself more as a curator as opposed to a judge. I don't like the idea that I would be passing judgment upon any artwork. All art is valid. I just tried to put together a show that talked about contemporary issues, but then also highlighted technical ability.
Can we talk a little bit more about the exhibit? Do you want to walk to any piece in particular and talk about it a little bit?
Sure, that'd be great. Let's walk over to these two photographs on the wall. And the piece is entitled The American Dream. Oh, darling, it's too distracting. It consists of two individuals standing in a kitchen, an Asian man sitting at a table, and a Caucasian woman standing at the sink doing dishes. And the piece compositionally is beautiful, but it also asks a lot of questions about interpersonal relationships, race relationships, and just what it means to be an American and to have a dream.
Do you see this as an American scene? He's reading a newspaper that is not written in English.
Well, for me personally, absolutely, because this is what I see every day in New York City. My neighbors are Chinese, they're Russian, they're Middle Eastern, they're Hispanic. So my America is very different than the America of the American Midwest. Although maybe not so much, because I was speaking earlier to the director, Christine, and she was saying how the Smithfield plant brings in a lot of people from other cultures as well.
That is changing, believe it or not, meatpacking plants are changing the look of rural America.
Absolutely, and that's the point. You know, America is always changing, and that's what makes it wonderful and beautiful, and it's why we're so strong.
Do you see similarities with the art represented from the Midwest as opposed to an urban place like Brooklyn, New York City?
You know, I think that it's really hard to say that artwork from any one place is different than artwork from any other, especially in today's day and age where the internet has pretty much broken down all the barriers that geography would have previously set up. So, for example, this piece, which consists of an Asian American and a Caucasian American, is actually executed by an artist from Georgia.
Which you might not think looking at it.
No, I wouldn't think that initially. That's one of the other things that's interesting about during a show like this, is that you see all this work, but you don't necessarily put names to any of the work. So in selecting these works, I assumed this artist was Chinese. But it turns out his name is Bin Feng, which I believe is actually Vietnamese.
How did you go about deciding what to include in the show? Was it looking on a computer screen, or did you actually get to see these pieces in person before you made decisions?
Well, I chose the show primarily, well, not primarily, only from images on a computer. And that's how most jury shows are done nowadays. Artists will send digital files, and then the juror will look at all the digital files to choose what will be in the show. And then in coming to Monmouth, I get to choose which pieces will win awards.
How difficult is it to look at a 3D image on a computer screen and be able to make decisions about it?
It is very difficult because photography is an artwork in and of itself. So being able to take images of three-dimensional work really makes or breaks an artist in terms of whether or not they're going to get into a show. Because if your images aren't good, it doesn't matter how good the work is, because it doesn't read good.
So no matter what your chosen medium, you better know a little bit about photography, too.
Absolutely.
And you mentioned to me that people should come and see this show more than once. Why should they do that?
Well, the average person looks at a piece of art when they go to a museum for something like 3 or 4 seconds. And every time I stop to talk about the work in this show with people, we talk, for a very long time. We had a group of called Old Friends Talk About Art, and we spoke about the show for over an hour, and by the time we were done talking, we just had to stop because we'd run out of time, but we could have stood here all day talking about the show. I think everyone should come and see it. They should come see it more than once, they should come with friends, and they should talk about the work.
Frank Saliani served as the juror for this year's 64 Arts National Juried Exhibition. It's now on display through October 23rd at the Buchanan Center for the Arts in Monmouth. Saliani awarded Best in Show to Bin Feng of Savannah, Georgia, for the photograph we talked about. It's titled The American Dream. Oh, darling, it's too distracting. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.